Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
2 Corinthians 3, verse 5 and 6. Not that we are adequate in ourselves so as to consider anything as having come from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God. The word for today is about when you feel inadequate. The fear of inadequacy is a state of mind in which you think your best isn't good enough. Usually it originated in childhood when our parents, teachers, and others we considered important failed to appreciate and affirm us or compared us negatively to somebody else. You'll see it from Moses, who felt inadequate to be the spokesman and liberator for the Israelites. No statistics can measure the number of abandoned dreams due to this paralyzing emotion. To rid yourself of it, you must learn to embrace these two truths. Firstly, apart from God, you are inadequate. And secondly, infused with God's strength, you're adequate to any challenge that He calls you to face. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, "Not that we are adequate in ourselves, so as to consider anything as having come from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God, who also made us adequate as servants of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life." Many of the heroes in the Bible struggled with the fear of inadequacy, so you're in good company. Moses told God in Exodus chapter 3 and 4, "I can't go to talk to Pharaoh. Send somebody else." The real story of these Bible heroes is that they overcame their fear and they said yes to God. They stepped out in faith, and in essence, they said, "Lord, I'm depending on you for my success." Our human ego likes to look good and claim the credit, but God puts us in a position of forced dependence so that the credit for our success goes to Him. What to do when you feel inadequate? Part 1. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.